And the Old Town East Tour of Historic Homes is July 15th in Old Town East. And with me are the co-chairs this year, Alex Mackey and Christy Williams. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Our other co-chair could not be with us here this morning, so I'm filling in for him today. This is our 30th anniversary of Home and Garden Tours in Old Town East.
So how did the tour get its start in Old Town East, and what is the purpose of the tour in general?
Well, from what I understand, the origins of the tour started as a renovation tour, and this is from Gail and Eric on Monroe, who have been here for 30-plus years, and it was designed in the area of Franklin and Monroe at the time, the first area that had started to be renovated when Old Town East was incorporated, or the Neighborhood Association came to be. That quadrant of the area, Bryden, Monroe, Franklin, and Oak, had seen some renovations. So they got together with various homeowners and decided to show off each other's renovations at different stages, primarily to give pointers of how to fix these old houses. At the time, it was not a very in fad thing to be moving to the Near East Side, but a core group of people decided that the investment was well worth it.
As of last year's tour, there were 16 homes and gardens up and down Bryden Road in both the Old Town East and Franklin Park neighborhoods. What is the focus of the tour this year?
The tour this year, we are primarily going north of Broad, with just a few homes on the south side of Broad Street. So, I mean, really, a lot of the focus often goes on who says yes. I mean, we knock on some doors, we pick some houses that are completely renovated, as well as some that are in the process of renovation. We just try to build a tour that kind of has kind of unique flavors from the entire gamut. So we want to have, some frame houses. We want to have some brick houses. We want to have a diversity of architecture. So just knock on some doors on people we think would be good. And then if they say yes, great. So we're primarily between Broad and Long Street this year with a Broad Street mansion and then a couple on the south side of Broad as well.
A lot of the homes in this neighborhood aren't built anymore, and what makes the designs of the Old Town East homes different from like the homes in like the German villages and the New Albany's of like the world?
Well, I mean, the overall construction is far superior. German village, I mean, tandems, homes built at the turn of the century, which turn of the century construction is always better than modern construction. It's been proven. They've been up 100 years. There's no particle board or OSB or flimsy materials like vinyl siding that are put in place as core mechanics. Brick houses withstand abuse, neglect. Like they say, they take a whipping and keep on ticking. I think also the housing stock is so unique over here. There is not one identical house. Every house varies in construction style, architectural elements, and modifications over the last 100 years, which several homes have been modified.
And the tour, when it was originally done, it was held the third Sunday of May, the Sunday after Mother's Day, and then for about 15 years, there was a holiday tour on the first Sunday of December, and one of the few communities that held a holiday tour. But the problem with the holiday tour was it was much more work to do than the garden tour, and it is also weather dependent.
Very true. Very true. Well, again, from the elders of Old Town, who've explained to us the reason why the initial spring tour took place was in the early 1980s, a lot of these houses did not have air conditioning, where I'd say a good 90% of them now have central air conditioning systems. We can have a house tour in July. 30 years ago, it would have been quite hot to climb several homes, three flights, to check out renovations and progress of restorations without air conditioning. We'd be wringing out our shirts at the doorsteps. But now that we have modern mechanics in most of these homes, we were allowed to move it up as well. The other reason, you know, the springtime, it was always kind of a gamble of what kind of spring we had. If we had a very, very wet spring, sometimes stuff hadn't bloomed yet. flowers weren't up yet. People hadn't planted their summer annuals. They hadn't put mulch down. So moving it up to July gave people just a little bit more time to plan and prep their house for a tour and a good deadline. And it also kind of falls, now that home tours of Center City neighborhoods are very popular, it falls in line quite well. The Bexley Home and Garden Tour was last week, and German Village has its Home and Garden Tour. People kind of schedule these all summer long, and we've always liked to think in the Old Town area, we attract the most visitors. Last year, we had over 1,000 tickets sold to our five-hour event on Bryden Road, which is pretty darn good by the numbers. This year, we're hoping for the same. And the holiday tour, to answer your other question, I personally liked. I know a lot of people did like, but you have to contend with a Sunday in December. You're going to be dark outside by about 5:30. If weather has been pretty nasty in that part of December, you might have an inch of ice and an inch of sleet. The other part of it is, it seemed that people are kind of out of the practice of really going all out for Christmas decorating in Victorian homes, which is quite a commitment. More homeowners and residents of the neighborhood seem to be inclined to showcase their homes in the summer, where you could show off the yards, you could show off renovation projects underway. I'd love to see a winter tour come back on another scale, but for the logistics of it and the amount of guests we can bring into our neighborhood, the summer tour has been a delight and has been really well received, and I think this is our fourth year with this date.
And where can people go for more information on the tour, such as parking and to buy tickets and like the start of the tour?
The tour will begin at 910 East Broad Street at the Community Properties of Ohio building. It's actually in their training facility, which will be right behind 910 East Broad Street. There's plenty of parking. They have a parking lot, so no worries there. For more information and for tickets, you can find all of that on the website at oldtowneast.org. And there's also on that website, there's a phone number to call as well if you prefer that way. So all the information's on the website, purchase tickets, find information, there's a map, there's all that information on there.
It's a lovely way to spend your Sunday too, and I should add, part of our tours, and a great part of them, like Bryden Road, you noticed last year, they're very walkable. When we form these tours, our main goal is how do we get people out of their cars and walking through our neighborhoods to look at the architecture firsthand. And as a tour committee, as we select houses based on people who say, yes, we're willing to do it, in the back of our minds, we say, how can we make this walkable? And on our tour of 12 stops this year, there's some nice additions. We have some live music, some jazz that's going to be played on the Boulevard of Ohio Avenue. We have a couple food truck vendors that are going to be here. And also, we're going to be showcasing talents of local artists and a project in the North Abroad development on Long Street. So we're really excited to showcase all these people and all the opportunities that do exist in the Old Town East area.
And if I could add one more thing with Columbus's bicentennial this year, I mean, there's really no better way to celebrate the history of the city than to tour one of the most historical neighborhoods. I mean, this neighborhood was built by some of the most important politicians and business people at the turn of the century. So it's a really great way to celebrate Columbus's birthday.
Christy, Alex, thank you for joining me here and the Old Town East Tour of Homes, Sunday, July 15th in Old Town East.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.